the damn thing. All right, it's NBA Australia. It's Monday, December 18. How you going? Welcome to NBA Australia. I'm James Clements. I'm a writer from Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Derong Guys NBA podcast. And as usual, I'm here in Larry Armour Studios in New York City, New York. It's cold and wet, so there's no weird bunch of Russians on the brownstone looking at me in through the windows. So that's cool. So I'm here bringing you your daily NBA breakdown of the hottest of hot storylines. Who's doing what, how they're doing it, where they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today? Hot tip. It's usually somebody. We're talking about what happened last weekend in the NBA, as well as a bunch of other smack about a bunch of other NBA junk. And of course, we cover off what every NBA Australian player is up to. Pretty good. It's pretty fun. You know it. And today we've got a new addition to the Andrew Gaze Memorial Hall of Fame of fundamentally sound stats, our dickhead of the weekend. And then there's all the usual dumb segments like that's not a knife, that's a knife, look at me, look at me, the unpopular opinion of the day, the award-winning
yeah, nah.
And Deli. That's right. Matthew Dellavedova swings by to review Star Wars The Last Jedi. Trust me, it's a doozy. And, you know, you can keep up to date with all of our stuff on Twitter and Facebook, so go chuck us a follow. And, of course, as per usual in NBA Australia, this episode is going to wrap every single game from the weekend, all 23 of the buggers, and we're going to preview all of tonight's 10 NBA games. It's just what we do. It's just what we do at NBA Australia, damn it. All right, let's do it. Let's go. Yeah. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Y'all watching out for the Shaq attack because it's time for the daily whip around. Yeah, NBA Australia, we hang out here and whip around the entire NBA slate from the weekend. First off, some news. Cavaliers guard, that's right, Isaiah Thomas, the little guy, is targeting the first week of January to return to the Cavs and, you know, provide LeBron James a little bit of firepower over there. According to old mate Shams Charania, Shams at Yahoo. Rudy Gobert is out for a month with his MCL sprain at least. That's pretty brutal for Utah Jazz fans. And another little newsy nugget. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope cannot leave the state of California for 25 days due to his plea agreement back in May about a misdemeanor offense for operating a vehicle while intoxicated when he was with the Pistons back in March. So the notorious KCB won't be able to play at road games in Houston on December 20, December 31, and at Minnesota on January 1st. Holy crap, but because Golden State is in, you know, the Golden State of California on December 22, he can play that game. Goddamn, notorious KCB, that's mental. And of course, the final one, Kobe Bean Bryant is having his jersey retired this evening against the Warriors. We're going to preview that game at the very end of the episode. And we'll do some yelling about Kobe while we're at it. So, let's get stuck in. Let's wrap this huge NBA Australia NBA weekend. It was lengthy, I'll tell you that much. And there were some fun-ass games, though, I'll tell you. Holy shit. Heat go to Charlotte and win 104-98. This is on Friday. So, we're going to take the Friday game, Saturday, Sunday. It's pretty simple, really, when you think about it. Hornets came all the way back in this and still lost. It was brutal. Basically tied it up at like 98, and then the Heat just sort of went, oh, actually, we're better than you guys. Bam Adebayo was like dunking on every motherfucker. It was pretty fun, I guess. But of this game, you literally need to watch like the last 3 minutes, and that's it. Pistons go to Indiana and win. Having lost seven straight, the Pistons had then went on to win two more. Unbelievable. Pistons 104-98. Hey, that's weird. They've got the exact same fucking score as the Heat Hornets. Bananas. Andre Drummond had 23-13, and Victor Oladipo had 26-8 before his much more high-profile game. Actually, following high-profile game against the Thunder earlier in the week. Blazers go to Orlando and smash in the Magical Kingdom 95-88. Damian CJ smashed 21-41. Nurk with 9 points, 11 rebounds. Vooch with 26-14. Out there smashing his Vooch at the moment. Holy crap. How about Aaron Gordon with a lazy 13-6? He's like getting back into the groove. I dig it. Still, this is a bit of a yawner and, you know, more power to you Blazers fans are actually paying attention. How about the big game of the night, though? This is Thunder at Sixers, and it went to 3 overtimes. I don't know if you watched this. I watched this. This was bananas. It seemed like the game didn't want to end and that neither team really wanted it to end. They're like, man, we are so fucking famous right now. This shit is tight. Rusty played 52 minutes and put up another triple-double, 27, 18, and 15. That's 27 points on 33 shots, though. He shoots 10 of 33. God damn, Rusty, what are y'all doing? Paul George, 24 and 5, hits 5 of 11 threes. Joel Embiid, though, smash! 34, 8, and 6 for the big fella. Holy moly. Not bad. What a fun-ass game, though. Melo had 24 and 7. Simmons, our boy, the Lord and Savior of the process, almost had a triple-double with 12 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists, and 4 steals. We'll talk about that in the Australian player wrap-up. What a fun-ass game this was. Like, Westbrook and Melo trying to fight Joel. A lot of shit-talking. Joel waving off Stephen Adams when he fouled out. Billy Donovan copped one in the face from Rashawn Holmes. Stephen Adams ends up in the fucking concussion protocol. Unbelievable. Fun as hell. And the Thunder win it by 2 points after 3 overtimes. Unbelievable. Just as well they did too, I guess. Clips go to Wiz and lose 100-91. Gross. How's this Clippers starting lineup? Wes Johnson, Jamil Wilson, DJ, that's DeAndre Jordan, Lou Will, Sindarius Thornwell of the famous Thornwells, and ladies and gentlemen, that is your Los Angeles Clippers. Let's go Clippers. John Wall's second game back, played 30 minutes, had 15 and 6. Brad Beal with 20 points and 11 rebounds. Out of there. Good on you, Brad Beal. 22 points for Mike Scott off the bench. Yeah, get some, Mike Scott. Nets go to Toronto and lose by 33. Not great, Raps. I mean, not great, Nets. Jeez, the Raps smashed. Kyle Lowry, triple-double, 10, 10, and 12. Kyle, though. I don't know, trying to get that big old booties going and just not going. DeRozan goes off for 31. For the Nets, though, no Crab, no Damari Carroll, no Jared Allen. So Stauskas had 22 points on 6 of 9 shooting. Nice. That's 2 off a career high for Stauskas. Still, gross game. Jazz go to Boston and beat the Celtics 107-95. Rudy Gobert goes down with his MCL. Weirdo kind of night. All of Gordon Hayward's best mates came to visit. Joe Ingles has a great game. He has 12-8-3, 4-6 from 3. 22 for Rubio, 17 for Donovan Mitchell. Shit game for the Celtics. No one but Horford and Kyrie did anything. Kyrie with 33, Big L 21. The double J's, that's Jason and Jaylen. It's the Brown and Tatum show. The Brown and Tatum show. 4 of 14. Ugh, gross. So, Utah win it. Hawks at Grizz, 94-96. Grizz win this. This is two of the worst teams in the era. It's just like 2003 all over again, baby. Hawks missed 3 shots at the very end to win this. Unbelievable. In the last 3.5 seconds, they had 3 chances. Jesus. How about Mario Chalmers, though? Out of nowhere, the forgotten man. That's 2-time NBA champion Mario Chalmers with 16 and 4. It's 4 steals. Tyreke Evans, former Rookie of the Year with 22. Hawks are now the worst in the league. Schroeder and Bazemore were fine. Whatever. John Collins came back. That's handy. I like him. He had 2 and 7. Gross game, though. Bulls at Bucks. Oh my God, what the fuck are you doing, Chicago? Bulls have won 5 straight. First team in NBA history to win 5 straight after losing 10 straight. Unbelievable. They can't tank. They're fucking up tanking. This is amazing. Fighting Bobby Portis had a career high 29 points and 12 rebounds. Face Mirotić at 22 and 8. Man, combine those two and you got a hell of a 1-2 punch. Isn't the joke? Oh, Jesus. Chris Dunn is alive and well. I'm loving the Chris Dunn resurgence, or at least the Chris Dunn surgence. Because he was shit last year. 17 and 7. Greek Freak had 29 points, 16 rebounds, and 4 assists. Chris Middleton had 29, 6, 6, and 4. That's 4 steals there, pal. Not bad. And Greek had a tasty block to almost sort of get the Bucks back in this game. But the Bulls just stretched it out and won. Unbelievable. Pelicans go to Denver and lose 111-117. Jokic was back, had 13-11-4 in only 22 minutes. Unbelievable. Trey Lyles was good. 19-7, 4 of 7 from 3. Still not worth trading him for fucking Donovan Mitchell, though, Denver. Jesus. Jamal Murray and Gary Harris, 15-21. Boogie had 29-4-4, hit 5 of 8 threes. Thingies had 9 turnovers. And the brow. He's just out there going, hey, guys, remember me? Remember my crazy eyebrow? He had 28-12 and 5 blocks. But, man, the Nuggets just smoked them. No problems. Just
a solid team effort there.
Spurs go to Rockets and get fucking smoked. I'm sitting in a bar at this point, and this was a fucking laugher. Pop gave up on this basically halfway through the second quarter. He's like, all right, fuck it, we're down 30. I'm going to just try some shit, see what works. CP3 and Harden both had 28. Yeah, they're pretty good at basketball. And Chris Paul still yet to lose as a Rocket. We'll get to that later. Kawhi had 12 points in 17 minutes as he comes back. Rockets win 124-109. Let's go to Saturday. Blazers at Hornets. Oh, my God. What is up with the Blazers playing all these shit teams? 93-91. Blazers eke this out. 3 chances to get them ahead in the last minute did the Hornets. Dime Store Dame, that's Kemba Walker, had 14-6-6. And 3 chances to get them ahead in the last minute and couldn't get it to go. Jeremy Lamb missed a 3 at the buzzer. Al-Farouq Aminu missed both free throws to ISIS with 3 seconds left. What a gross fucking game. Batum is here and he's back. I'm liking the Nick Batum fucking, hey guys, I'm healthy. How are you? How do you say I'm healthy? 23-4-5. He's been very solid since he got back. CJ McCollum smashed in this, 25 points. And Dame Lillard, almost a triple-double, 18 points, 11 assists, 8 rebounds. Those 18 points came on 19 shots, though. Jesus. Anyway, Blazers win. Anya, they're happily cruising along now, too, which I'm pretty stoked on. Like, they're just, like, settling into a nice groove, 3 games over 500. Fighting for basically to be that 4th best team in the West. Jazz go to Cleveland and lose on Saturday, 100-109. LeBron has his 60th career triple-double, 29-11-10. Donovan Mitchell, though, 26 points, 11-16 shooting, adds 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Not much help elsewhere for the Jazz. All the Cavs, really. Only those two got over 20 for this game. Kevin Love at 15-5. And both teams had, like, 3 dudes in double figures off the bench. So, not a fun game to watch, but, Cavs just getting it done. Just getting it done. Now, the big ticket item for Saturday was Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder going into MSG in New York City to play the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City. Because it was Melo's coming home, baby! To get outscored by Dougie McBuckets. What the fuck happened here? God damn, Melo. I'll tell you.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
You should have watched out for the Dougie McBuckets attack. Didn't score in the second half, did Melo. He had 12 points on 18 shots. McBuckets had 13 points on 9. So, I don't know. You can tell me he's more efficient there. The new king of New York, though. Michael Beasley. Holy shit. 30 points. Michael Beasley having 30 points in Carmelo's homecoming game in New York is the most Michael Beasley fucking thing of all time. Dude was in fucking China 2 years ago. Unbelievable. 5 assists, 4 rebounds as well. Rusty had 25-7-7. I expected him to upstage everybody having 40, but not quite there. Paul George, 18 points on 14 attempts. Thunder, man. They just like win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. I don't know. Clips at Heat. Oh, as predicted, Clips lose this because that Miami Friday night nightlife. You know that DJ was probably hanging out with DJ Khaled getting shit-faced, and Lou Williams was like, you know, out there trolling clubs. Austin Rivers probably got into a fight somewhere. Josh Richardson kills for Miami in this one. 28 points with 3 blocks. Unbelievable. The backcourts, juices. Goran and Deion went 8 of 22, but no matter because Milos Teledosic and Lou Will went 9 of 30. That's much worse. Much worse. Still, Heat pull it out by 5 because they're better. Hashtag free DeAndre. He had 12 points and 20 rebounds on this horrible, horrible Clips team. Over to fucking Houston now. Bucks 111 to Houston 115. That's a win for Houston. Both on a back-to-back. The Bucks played the Bulls on Friday, and the Rockets had the Spurs, and the Rockets still had no problems with this. I think they're good at basketball. Greek Freak was huge in this. 28, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. Bledsoe had 19. Brogdon had 20, the reigning rookie of the year. Thing is, Chris Middleton's balling out. He had 23 points. He's now averaging 23.8 in his last 5. That second fiddle that, well, you know, between Bledsoe and Greek Freak, they need that other guy, and Middleton's doing it. Fast Jimmy Harden at 31-6-5. CP3 had 25-5-6. And this is unbelievable. Chris Paul still hasn't lost as a Houston Rocket. they're now 14-0 with Chris Paul. This breaks a tie with Dennis Rodman. of the 96 Bulls for the most consecutive victories by a starter while beginning his tenure with a new team. And there are only two undefeated players in the league so far this year, Chris Paul and Nikola Mirotic. Unbelievable. Face Mirotic is unbeaten because of the stupid Bulls. Suns go to Minnesota and beat the Timberwolves 108-106. Suns snap a five-game losing streak. All-round effort. Bench outscored the starters. Holy shit. Marquise Chris sucks. 3 points on six shots. Dragon Bender the Dragon had 17, though. Not bad. Led by Troy Daniels, TJ Warren, Josh Jackson, the rookie, had 13-8-1. Isaiah Kanaan, of course, in his first game for the Suns, sinks 3 free throws coolly to win. What are you doing, Wolves? Jesus Christ. Big Cat had 28-11-4-2-1. Unbelievable. Jimmy Butler has an absolute Barry Crocker, though. 10 points on 18 shots. Damn it, Jimmy Buckets. How tired are you right now?
The answer is very, Jimmy, very.
How about Mavs at Spurs? Oh, man. Remember when Mavs and Spurs was good and fun and, like, cool? Spurs played the Rockets in between this home and home. Still no Kawhi, no Tony Parker for the Spurs in this, and they still win it because, you know what they did? They scored the last fucking 13 straight points in this game to win it by 2. They were down by 16 at one point in this game, and they just fucking come back and win by 2 by scoring the last 13 points of this. Unfucking believable. The Mavs blew a 97.2% chance to win this game in the last 5 minutes. That's fucking amazing. LaMarcus Aldridge had 22 and 14. Ginobili with 12 off the bench. Davis Bertans with 13. Fucking sure. The Mavs, Dirk had 19. Maxi Kleber, the other German. Achtung with 21. Yogi Ferrell out there starting and doing okay. I mean, he had 17 points and 11 rebounds. The dude is smaller than me. And he also had 6 assists. Jesus, Yogi. Still, Spurs just keep motoring on, huh? 20 and 10. God damn it. Celtics 102 beat the Grizz in Memphis. Those ribs, all that Memphis barbecue doesn't slow down the Celtics in this one. Marc Gasol 30 and 10, and they still lost because the Grizz are horrible. Kyrie with 20, Tatum with 19. It goes 2 of 2 from 3, so he's still leading the NBA. Baines, I'll tell you, smashed in this one. We'll get to him later in the wrap up of the Australian players. So Celtics, no problems in that. And finally, Sunday. Only 4 games, so this is easy. Kings at Raptors. This is the game where you're watching football and the crawl is like, oh shit, the Raptors kicked the crap out of the Kings, but it was only by 15. I expected 40. DeMar DeRozan leads everyone with 21. Rest of this game was just shithouse. My name is Jonas Valanciunas, had 13 and 16. Big old booty Kyle Lowry, 16, 5 and 7. Well, I mean, for Sacramento, fuck, Bogdan Bogdanovich is doing fine. He had 18 points. It's his second highest scoring game of his young NBA career. Just a real shame that the rest of the fucking team is horrible. Magic at Pistons. They go to Detroit and lose. And as I mentioned on Friday, just like a new episode of The Simpsons, you don't need to watch this game. Tobias Harris didn't have his revenge game. He had 17 points on 17 shots. I'll tell you who was amazing, though. One of my favorite players in the NBA, just because I don't know why he's gotten, like, no shine whatsoever, but it was Super Mario Hezonja. He had a career high, 28 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. Fucking Mario out there smashing. Vooch again. Just Vooch out there killing motherfuckers. 24 and 14 with 7 assists. Jonathan Simmons was good. Luke Kennard got a start here. The Kennard. Detroit had no Avery Bradley. But, man, Detroit just didn't have anyone to take hold and kick ass in this game. And they still won. Andre still, you know, just out there cruising along. He had 12 and 6 in this. And, you know, only 20-something minutes. And, man, what a bad game. Pacers at Nets. Boy, am I happy I didn't go to see this and sat at the pub and watched the game, the Pat Steelers game, which was amazing. I still don't know how the Pats won. They shouldn't have. Bananas. Shit show. Pretty hard to watch Brooklyn without any of their top guys. And then finally, Cavs at Wiz, 106-99. LeBron, it's his third straight triple-double. 20 points, 12 rebounds, and 15 assists. Shoots 8 of 23, but that is 4 triple-doubles in his last 5, 61st for his career. God damn, man. Kevin Love swings by for a lazy 25 and 9, hitting 5 threes. Cavs made 9 threes in the first half from 9 different players. Pretty amazing. Brad Beal's out. He goes 27 with 4 of 13 from 3. Gross. Mike, Mike Scott had 19, and John Walling, third game back, had 15, 10, and 6. Jesus, you can tell I had some fucking pops yesterday over there. And there you go. Cavs win. That is the NBA Australia wrap. Holy crap, that was mega. All right, let's get to it. The NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend.
That's a knife.
LeBron James whipped out the fucking croc-killing Bowie knife, didn't he? Holy shit, three straight triple-doubles will do that. In his 15th NBA season, LeBron here. He's just out there averaging a triple-double over his last 13 games as well. That's 26.8 points, 10.2 rebounds, 10.6 assists. I'll tell you, LeBron, you are fucking killing it. That means you are the NBA Australia approved.
That's a knife.
It's not even a performance. It's just LeBron. He is the knife. Deal with it. It's like me just going quiching and me holding like a LeBron James and stabbing some motherfuckers with it. How about old mate, no mates? Who has no mates after the weekend today? Well, I'll tell you. Carmelo Anthony, he just seems all laid out and sad, man. I mean, he's done this in the reverse, right? Like, what guy goes from being married in New York and then single in Oklahoma City? My dude, you got to do it the other way around. What the fuck, Melo? Jesus. It was also all of New York realizing they didn't miss Melo like one fucking skerrit. So, Melo, you are old mate, no mates in New York after this weekend. Everybody's like, I think we've moved on pretty well. It's like the old walking up to the exit of a party and it's like, oh, yeah, how you going? How you going? Yeah, good. Not bad. Hey, have you met my fiance? And in walks like this fucking stunner. And you're like, ah, shit. So, Melo, your old mate, no mates. Sorry, pal. I hope you figure it out in OKC. You got to get your life back together, man. I'm just trying to go straight, get my job. I'm just trying to go straight, get a job, and get my kids back. All right, you're all ready for Better Than Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
We're going to go back to the well for our seven-time champion. Better Than Lonzo Ball. Give me Donovan Mitchell again. Holy shit. The 13th pick. Ah, man. He's just out there killing. So 26 points, 11 of 16 against the Cavs in a matchup where it's like, man, we've lost our fucking centerpiece guy. What the shit are we going to do? Donovan Mitchell goes, guys, I got this. Lonzo didn't play over the weekend, but man, whatever. Donovan Mitchell is now averaging 18 points a game, highest of all rookies. And throwing in just a lazy 3.5 assists, 3 rebounds, 1.5 steals a game. And looks like the new improved Dwayne Wade while he's at it. I love this. Lonzo, just to check in, 9-7-7 on the year. We'll update all of his stuff tomorrow after they play tonight. Easy as. All right, y'all ready? We're going to get around to just after this one. Woo! NBA Australia. You ready? It's yeah, nah. We got three yeah, nahs. We take three NBA storylines and get a yeah, nah, figuring out if it's more yeah or more nah. So, LeBron taking his equality shoes to play in Washington, D.C. is a hell of a statement. One black shoe, one white shoe with equality on the backs of them. Yeah, nah. Nah. Look, this is amazing. It's a good start, though. I mean, why only in D.C.? Like, why is this, like, not in everybody's, like, just, hey, man, equality, motherfuckers, yeah. We want that. It's not fucking difficult. You gotta bash motherfuckers over the head with this shit, though. You can't, like, play fucking Washington on a Sunday afternoon and expect, like, everybody who are still watching the Pat Steelers game to be like, oh, yeah, shit. Well, LeBron was wearing his equality shoes today, and I missed it. Well, oh, well. I guess we'll have to wait for more equality. LeBron should be doing this all the time. Everybody should be doing this all the time. I love it. One black shoe, one white shoe is fucking awesome. With the quality on the back of him, I love it. Just keep whipping this out, LeBron. Bash everybody over the head with this. We need to fucking do it. Come on. Come on. Do it, LeBron. Number two, Mario Hezonja should have been freed before now. Yeah, nah, yeah, of course. Damn straight, my guy should have. I fucking love Super Mario because, you know, he's amazing. Anya Super Mario, damn straight my man should have been freed by now. It's an outrage it's taking this long. I was hoping very much that the local Brooklyn Nets over here would trade for him and just throw him into the mix just so I could see him up close. But no dice. Anyway, but I'm happy for you, Super Mario. Love you, kid. And finally in Yeah Nahs, the bright green T-Wolves jerseys are fucking rad. Yeah, nah, yeah, they just are. Deal with it. I fucking love that shit. They are fucking tight. I mean, usually I'd be like, I don't know, man, like for reals, but whatever. All right, y'all ready for the unpopular opinion of the day? Elf is the second best Christmas movie after Die Hard, and Home Alone is third. Don't at me. All right, that was easy. Are y'all ready for our Dickhead of the Weekend? Because it's Monday, that's what we do. Dickhead of the Weekend. Vince Carter, Damari Carroll, who wasn't required to be available pre-game on Friday because he wasn't playing, still spoke to the Toronto media anyway. Vince Carter, probably the best Raptor ever and was playing probably his last game in Toronto ever, who is required to be available for media because he's a starter. Chose not to. Come on, Vince. Come on. I know you don't want to answer the same fucking old-timey questions over and over, but it's probably the last time, probably. Like, just one more time. One more time, Vince. I don't know. That's a bit of a... Look, I love Vince Carter. I think he's a stand-up dude. Everybody loves him, but that's a little bit of a dickhead move. He did answer some questions after the game, but come on. Just... Everybody's going to tickle your nuts just for a little second. Just let it roll, Vince. Let it roll. All right, that was a good one. Nice one. Let's get to the Australian Player Watch. All right, Ben Simmons played OKC on Friday, almost triple-double as mentioned, 12-9 and 11 with four steals. Missed both of his free throws though, brutal. But there was a great article by Kevin Arnovitz about how Ben Simmons basically, you know, growing up playing AFL and how that helped his game evolve. We're going to talk about that a little bit more at length tomorrow when we're not trying to cover off so much shit because, you know, if there's anything else, we're stuck for time here at NBA Australia, I'll tell you. Still, Ben Simmons, AFL, great article. Go read about it, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Good stuff. Patty Mills played the Rockets on Friday, had 13-1-1 of 5 of 7 shooting. 3 of 5 from 3. Shooting pretty great from 3 of late is Patty. Dallas on Saturday night, he had 9 points, 1 assist, 1 steal, plus 6 for the game in 22 minutes. Not bad. Good job, Patty. How about Jinglin' Joe Ingles? Played the Celtics on Friday. Jinglin' Joe with 12-8-3. 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 of 6 from 3. Then at Cleveland on Saturday, he goes 9 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. Nice. 3 of 7 from 3. He only made 3s. That's what he does. 46.2% for the year. That's 7th best of the league behind, can you guess? Jason Tatum, of course. Tony Snell, I mean, sure. Etwan Moore? I mean, right. Klay Thompson? Yeah, obviously. George Hill, though? Get the fuck. Finally, and Al-Farouq Aminu? Huh? Unbelievable. Anyway, still shooting better from 3, 46.2%, than from the field, 44.5%. On your Jinglin' Joe, he plays the Rockets tonight. Dally hasn't played since December 15. November 15. Hashtag free Dally. Thon McCur, thong. Played the Bulls on Friday. 7 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block, 1 steal. Not a bad game in only like 8. That was like 20 minutes that game. Made his first 3 since November 7. He went 1 of 2. On your thong. Played Houston on Saturday. 3 points, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block in 17 minutes. I mean, sure. Coming along. You know, getting the requisite playing time too. Aaron Baines plays the Jazz on Friday. 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks in 16 minutes. I mean, not huge, but then on Memphis comes up massive against Marc Gasol. 13 points, 6 rebounds, smash in 28 minutes. Celtics now 17-3 with Baines in the starting lineup. He plays the Pacers tonight. That's a back-to-back for Indy. Andrew Bogut, DNP versus the Cavs on Friday, then nothing on the weekend for the Lakers. They play tonight against the Warriors. Bogut's old mates for Kobe's jersey retirement ceremony. How about our daily NBA Australia question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Oh, yeah. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie had a really good game against both the Jazz and Memphis on the weekend. They play... Play the Pacers tonight, so that'd be fun. And it's Monday. It means the Andrew Gaze Memorial Nido Fundamental Fun-Ass Statterweight. Despite the average pace in the NBA being the highest it's been since 1991, no one player is averaging at least 10 assists per game. That is bananas, isn't it? Absolutely bananas. Good job. That is a stat that has now made it to the Andrew Gaze Memorial Nido Fundamental Ass Stat of the Week Hall of Fame. All right, coming up, we've got all the game previews for tonight, Monday, December 18. Coming up, literally, straight after this. All right, what's Whatcha-pa! Woo, we're back. Let's do it. NBA Australia, the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. What does Patty Mills have to say today? I'll tell you. Patty Mills, he's still just like an inspirational dude. I got a lot of time for Patty Mills. If he's not like, you know, giving away stuff, he's just being a stand-up legend. All right. All he says today is Game Day Baller Game Day. Hashtag versus LA Clippers. Hashtag Go Spurs Go. I'm inspired. Get inspired. All right, let's do the game previews for tonight, Monday, December 18. We've got 10 games tonight. There's a fucking fun couple of them too. Knicks at Hornets, no zinger. So Bees is going to be out there scoring 40 points on the Hornets. You know that in Charlotte. Give me the Hornets in this one. Celtics at Pacers, Kyrie versus Victor Oladipo. And Baines as well out there going to be smashing. I think the Celtics win this one. Maybe. Yeah, Pacers on the back-to-back, so give me the Celtics. Heat at Hawks. Gross. This was gross when they were good. Fuck, I hate the Southeast Division. Sixers at Bulls. Give me the Heat in that one. The Hawks are fucking horrible. Sixers at Bulls. Bulls have the equal longest winning streak in the NBA. Well, in the East, rather. Equal with the Cavs at 5 wins straight. Holy shit, Bulls. How are you doing this so badly? I expect that to end against the Sixers. I think Embiid might fight Robin Lopez, which is probably better than fighting Bobby Portis fighting Face Miritich over there for the Bulls. But Sixers are going to smash. Watch Ben Simmons take a fucking specky over the top of like Chris Dunn or some shit. Sixers win. Jazz at Rockets. Can the Rocks go 15-0 with Chris Paul? I say they can. Because this is a bummer for the Jazz without Gobert. They just can't get to full strength. It's a bummer. Like, they're the West spoiler team, right? They can beat anyone basically on any night. And they could also lose at any night. But their margin for error sort of comes down a lot when they've got Gobert there, and they don't now. So just watch Jingling Joe go against those Rockets wings. He's got Ariza, PJ Tucker, Harden. Ooh, geez. Best of luck, Jingling Joe. Best of luck. Blazers at Timberwolves. The Wolves lost to the fucking Suns on the weekend. Now they get the Blazers at home. I don't know, man. I don't know what to make of this fucking weird-ass Wolves team. I mean, they're still hanging out. They're like 17-13. They're like 5-5 in the last 10, though. So it's just hard to judge them. Blazers are out there just... They've lost like 4 straight. Now they've won 3 straight. Again, talk about fucking tough teams to pick. I think the Wolves win this at home. Damon CJ versus Wiggins and Cat and Jimmy Butler, though. This will be fun. It's a good uniform matchup, too. Nuggets at Thunder. Thunder need to get this one cranking. They just need to like string some together. 6-4 in their last 10. They lost that game on the weekend, though. The Knicks. Jesus. Jokic is back. About to start smashing, I reckon. Adams versus Jokic is going to be fun. And then you got PG, Melo, Rusty, Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, the fucking math teacher. Give me the Thunder at home. Suns at Mavs. Oh, Cellar Dwellers. This would have been fun as shit in 2010. Now it's just sad Dirk and sad Shadow Dirk of Dragon Bender. I think the Mavs probably just take this one because... the Suns are horrible. Clips at Spurs. Man, I just miss Blake Griffin. It's just tough, man. Kawhi might be back after skipping his back-to-back on the weekend. I think the Spurs just beat the Clips regardless. And then finally, that's it. It's Warriors at Lakers. Kobe's 2 jerseys being retired. It's the 8 and the 24. I'm psyched on this because we get to watch everyone take a break from losing their minds about Lonzo Ball to watch them lose their minds about how great Kobe was. But I'm fascinated by how quick everybody has moved on. Like, Kobe's been off doing his bonkers-ass Muge Cage bullshit. And you're like, I mean, that's fine, Kobe. You got a Muge Cage, but the Lakers need you, man. Holy shit. Lonzo Ball out there averaging 9-7-7. Everyone's like, oh, he's the second coming, bro. It's like, nah, not yet. Not yet, mate. Not yet. Kobe was pretty fucking good. It's nice to wallow in a bit of Kobe nostalgia, though. The warm glow of dreams past. Anyway, there is still a game though tonight. No Steph, no Draymond, no Zaza, no Livingston. You know what that is? What time that is? What's the time? It's Nick Young time. Oh shit, Nick Young. The revenge game, I guess. Nick Young be all like, oh shit, y'all motherfuckers kicked me to the curb. Let me join the Warriors or get myself a ring. I'm gonna take you fucking score 80. Warriors gonna kill the Lakers in this. I think KD versus mini shithouse KD in Brandon Ingram will be pretty fun. They'll be like the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other. But yeah, just give me the Warriors. I think the Lakers might just come out hot and then it sort of might fall a bit flat and the Warriors are just really fucking good, even without like most of their players. And you know what? We did the damn thing. That's it, man. Holy shit. NBA Australia for Monday, December 18. We've done it. God damn, these fucking weekend wraps are mega, huh? All right. That's it. That's it. We're done. NBA Australia for today. We'll be back tomorrow for all your NBA ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter. We post lots of dumb, fun shit all day, every day. And like us on over on Facebook and check out the NBA Australia hashtag never forget, which pops up daily. You know you love it. There's lots of fun shit being thrown about the old NBA Australia never forget as well. I love it. Don't forget to subscribe to NBA Australia on iTunes and Google Play. Chuck us a nice 5-star rating and review while you're at it. Come on. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. But go check out their new band, House Hats, and go vote for them in the Hottest 100. They are the best band in Australia. All Together is the song from House Hats that you should be voting for. It's fucking a corker. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for their tunes throughout the episode. Go check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. They're fucking sick, mate. And that's it. Woo! I'm excited for the slate tonight. The Kobe retirement jersey retirement ceremony is going to be fun. It's always fun when Luke Walton comes back and is like playing his old team and he's like, hey guys, remember how I coached you to basically an unbeaten record for an entire half of a season and now I'm on the Lakers? Brutal. Anyway, all right, stick around for Matthew Dellavedova swinging by for his Delhi review of The Last Jedi. That's right, Star Wars. Delhi went to see The Last Jedi on the weekend. Oh boy, it's going to be fun, I guess. And we will catch you tomorrow. This has been NBA Australia. Lederhosen!
Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's old mate Dally over here. And I'll tell you, I'm fucking loving this whole track of sickie for a month shit that I'm getting away with. Fuck, mate, I'll tell you, I haven't played for the Bucks in like a million, and it's fucking, well, it's great. It's better than the time me and me best mate from Maribor, a plugger, thought it'd be fucking sick if we did doughies in the school car park on a Friday night, like when we had like, you know, oh no, it was Friday afternoon, we had like two free periods, and like these doughies, mate, I'll fucking tell you, we're out there, turned us into fucking legends at school, they did. Old mate Dally over here got plenty of wristies behind the old bike sheds because of those doughies. We're just fucking hanging out, so I go, fucking fang it, plugger, you dickhead. Anyway, so me chucking a sickie, I've had like plenty of time to check shit out for you because that's my job here for NBA Australia. So I went and saw that new Star Wars movie, eh? Like, the boys were all off in Chicago and shit on a roadie. I'm like, fuck it, I want to see what that Rey and Finn and that mad dog Kylo Ren are up to. So I did. And I got to tell you, it was fucking sick, mate. It was more sick than doing Doughies and Pluggers Special Edition V8 VK Commodore on the Maryborough High School car park. It was that fucking good. Like, I don't know what I was thinking, but like, it was fucking fully sick, you dickheads. Like, old mate Poe, he's like fucking being a smart ass as well. And like, Finn's a fucking tough prick. And Rey's awesome, like the best chick ever. And like, her on that island was awesome and shit. And then there's all that Kylo Ren stuff. Like, he's figuring out like how to be a bad motherfucker and all this shit. And like, the First Order, like, look, where's stormtroopers? It's fucking wicked, eh? And then there's like all that fucking Luke and Leia and Chewie and like the funny little pork fuckers which are cuter than like Belinda from my year 10 maths class. There's just so much going on, mate. I reckon Dally has to go see it again just to figure out what's fucking happening. I don't even know what the fucking story was. So there you go. It was amazing. I fucking loved it. 10 out of 10 Dally ones for sure. Just fucking love that Star Wars, bro. And like, considering I'm still injured, I'm gonna keep chucking the sickie and go fucking see it like another 3 or 4 times, I reckon. Alright, go see the new Star Wars, you bunch of nongs. I'll talk to you next week. Later, cunts!